Just for Laughs comedy tour is at McPherson Playhouse. Tickets are still available, very few of them, at the Royal McPherson box office. One of the performers, Mr. Todd Glass, is on the phone with me right now. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm doing very good.
You're in Edmonton right now.
I am.
Apologies.
You know, whenever you're in a city, before this we were in Calgary.
Yeah.
And people, there's so much rivalry in between the cities that they don't realize what they're doing is they're just making the next city look better, because one city's like, oh, you're going there, oh, it's going to be, wow, oh, don't get shot. And then we get here, we're like, this is like a really cool city. What are they talking about?
I didn't get shot at all here.
Well, if you want to badmouth a city, what you should do is tell people how great it is. It is the best thing you've ever seen. Then when they get there, they'll be like, this isn't that great. But if you downplay, you're only helping the next city.
Yeah, oversell it. That's what you want to
do. Yeah, because we've been ended up loving it. Actually, the whole tour has been a lot of fun.
Nice. Are you guys doing across Canada right now?
It's fun because usually you're out doing your own dates. So, like, on this tour, it's John Doerr, Levi McDougal, Dimitri Martin, and I, Todd Glass. And we're usually out doing our own dates. So to work together, it is a lot of fun.
Is this your first time coming out to British Columbia, or have you been here before?
I think it is the first time. We're going to Vancouver. We were in Calgary. We're in Edmonton right now, if I said that right.
Yeah, so, yeah, close enough.
I talked to my brother the other day. He goes, you don't know where you're at. I'm like, no, sometimes I do.
And Canada has some weird-sounding cities. Like, if I said there's a place like Calgary and you didn't know, you would think I'm just making a word up.
Yeah, Calgary. It sounds very romantic. You know, look, I live in L.A., and I meet a lot of nice people, and people are friendly. If you're friendly, you'll meet the friendly people. So, you know, you'll meet friendly people wherever you go. But there's definitely something in Canada. I noticed that when I was working in Toronto a lot, where I thought, and the Montreal Comedy Festival, I thought, God, people are just, there's just a good energy. And I don't think it's by accident. I don't know what it is, but it's definitely here, and all comedians talk about it.
Well, when you come to Victoria, you'll notice that we're trying to be British pretty much at every turn.
Well, you know what? Why wouldn't you be? You know, don't they seem like they're enjoying life a little better?
We're like that person who goes on vacation to London and then comes back with a British accent trying to fool everybody.
I remember there was a kid in my high school, you know, and he came back and we're all like, you're not, what are you doing now? Why are you wearing that stuff? Maybe he got a little culture, huh?
You are here on Saturday at the McPherson Playhouse. If people haven't seen you before, what can they expect from your show?
Now, look, I say this in a loving way, so don't take it the wrong way, because you seem like the nicest guy in the world, and I don't usually say this, but maybe because you seem so nice, I won't afford you. That's the hardest question in the world for every comedian to answer.
Really?
Yeah, it's always hard because we were talking about that. Like, if you can tell them what to expect, it might not be that different if it's so easy to explain. So what to expect? Well, Dimitri is drunk most of the time.
Yeah.
John Doerr shows up late and smells like pot. No, you know what? I think you'll see if you like one of us. Hey, wait, maybe I do know how to answer that question.
There you go.
I think there might be people listening to the interview right now going, hey, I know Dimitri, but I don't know Todd, or I know Todd, but I don't know John Doerr, John McDougal, or Levi McDougal. We all are very different, but we all have the same sensibility, and I think that's why this tour is possible, because I think we all set the stage properly for the next person, even though we're different.
See, you do know how to answer that. You should have oversold it. Like, we come out with just tigers.
Oh, I have a tiger, I have a bubble machine, a smoke machine.
Yeah. Reanimated Sonny Bono comes out. It's awesome. Todd Glass, thanks for chatting with us today, and we'll see you this Saturday at McPherson Playhouse.
Yes, we'll see you soon, and appreciate the interview.
It's the Ian Flip Show on Jack.